Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are looking forward to the MLS weekend ahead. We're going to dive into every single game across Saturday and Sunday and find one big picture, high-level thing to watch for from each of them. We don't need to beat around the bush. Let's get to the soccer action. We'll do it all in 10 minutes or less. Because here on the Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and preview the weekend. All right, folks, chronological order as shown by handy-dandy Google, the MLS schedule over on Google. Let's start with Philadelphia Union taking on Minnesota United. I want to get another look at Minnesota and what they're looking like right now under manager Eric Ramsey. How aggressive do they press? Is Emmanuel Reynoso in the starting lineup? Questions there. Certainly other things to look at for Philly as well, including the performance of the youngsters and whether they can continue to push forward after a win last weekend. But Minnesota and how they look tactically under Ramsey is the number one thing that I'm watching for in this game. Colorado LAFC. Can LAFC continue to lay the boom? They scored 5 goals against Nashville last weekend. They had 3 previous scoreless games directly before that match. Will we see LAFC turn it on? And then to a slightly smaller degree, will we see Colorado do anything tactically interesting? They haven't yet so far this year, outside of maybe a tweak against Seattle. That's one thing to watch for as well. Charlotte FC taking on FC Cincinnati. Which team is going to be the protagonist here? Under Dean Smith, Charlotte FC don't really want to do that. And Cincinnati are still trying to integrate their 5 new starters. Which team actually holds on to the ball and does something with it will be fascinating to watch. Toronto FC taking on Sporting Kansas City. Curious to know more about Lorenzo Insigne's hamstring issue that took him out of last weekend's game. And for SKC, I want to see what they look like in that 4-2-3-1. Do we see it again with Willy Agata as the 9 and Alan Pulido sort of drifting underneath? I thought that gave them a bit more firepower last weekend. We'll see if we get it against Toronto on the road. Orlando City hosting the New York Red Bulls. Will Oscar Pereja go with a 2 forward front? We haven't seen him do much of that in previous seasons, but this year he has gone to that look again and again and again. Will we get Muriel and Duncan Maguire starting up top together? It's a fun look. I don't know if it's a good look, but it is a fun one against the Red Bulls team that really can throw a number of different wrenches at you right now, either with their press or with their possession play. Shifting over to DC United taking on CF Montreal. These are 2 of the most fun teams in the league. I feel like in some ways we're getting flashbacks to 2021, where we had the early stages of Wilfred Nancy doing impressive things with Montreal, and we had at that point Hernan Losada doing some genuinely fun things with DC United. Now it's Laurent Courtois in Montreal out of their 3-4-3 shape, and it is Troy Lesane taking over a DC United team that is now one of the most aggressive pressing teams in the league. I want to see DC try to press Montreal, and I want to see Montreal try to play through it. Inter Miami versus NYCFC. Inter Miami have their new right back. They signed Marcelo Vigdant on loan from Boca Juniors. He'll be here through the end of the 2024 season. Started 14 games for Boca Juniors last season. I don't know that we're going to see him in this game, but we will get another look at whether Inter Miami's depth without Leo Messi can carry them to a result against a struggling NYCFC team. It feels more and more, at least as it relates to the regular season, like how Miami's non-Barcelona players fill in around those guys, especially when at least one of them is missing. It feels like that is going to define the next several months for this team, along with some CCC play coming up soon as well. Austin FC taking on FC Dallas. These are 2 of the worst attacks in the league right now. Who's going to show up? Who's going to actually create chances with the ball? Austin want the ball. Dallas do as well. Neither team has been any good at it. Also, while we're on this game, best wishes to Paxton Pomykal, who had another major issue. He'll be out for the rest of the season with an injury. He has just not been able to stay healthy, and it is a major, major bummer for Dallas and, of course, for his career. Now, let's stick in Texas, going to the Houston Dynamo, taking on the San Jose Earthquakes. I want to see more of Nico Sakiris. He was so much fun for San Jose in their first win of the season last weekend against the Seattle Sounders, pulling the strings as sort of the most advanced free 8 for Luchi Gonzalez, a little bit ahead of Jackson Ewell, and certainly ahead of Carlos Guerrero. Just 18 years old, recently returned from injury, so much fun to watch on the ball. I don't think this guy is a pure number 10, but I do think he looks more physically fit. He looks a little stronger than he did last season for San Jose. I think this guy might be growing into something of a complete free 8 in a 3-man midfield. He is someone to watch strictly for that passing ability with a twist of the defensive range in as well. Also in this game, you have the Dynamo's clean, crisp possession play in the middle third and in their own defensive third. This one should be more fun than maybe it appears on the surface. Nashville taking on the Columbus Crew. How are Nashville going to bounce back? They had their worst game in club history dating back to their time in the USL Championship last weekend against LAFC in that 5-goal loss that I mentioned earlier. Nashville need more. And Columbus, not a team that's going to make it easy for them defensively. Nashville did not look up to the task in basically any phase of play, certainly in the second half against LAFC. Columbus are well positioned to exploit a team that's already back on their heels. In Nashville, this one could be another big outburst, but Nashville do have the advantage of playing at home. RSL taking on St. Louis. I want to see more of the kids for RSL. We saw Fidel Barajas start for them last weekend while Diego Luna was off with the US U23s, and he pulled out Barajas 2 assists. 17 years old, Mexican-American, creative attacking player, great left foot, so much fun to watch. I want to see how RSL and Barajas, if he gets more minutes, react to a more aggressive defensive team in St. Louis, and I want to see if St. Louis can tighten up their press and tighten up their general defensive structure, both in open play and on set pieces. That has been an issue for them so far in 2024. Vancouver taking on the Portland Timbers. I want to see more of Jonathan Rodriguez. Signed from Club America as a designated player, 30-year-old Uruguayan veteran, number 9. He was excellent last weekend for Portland against the Philadelphia Union, even in a 3-1 loss. He opened his scoring account. He was popping up in the box in all sorts of good spots. I want to see how he tries to exploit space against Vancouver's back three. Where does he position himself, Rodriguez? How does he work off of Evander and off of the two wingers, and Antony and Santiago Moreno? This Portland team is so clearly better now than they were even like 7 days ago, dating back to right before last weekend's game. And they're a much better team, certainly this year, than they were last year with actual production now able to come out of a couple of those DP spots. Moving to the Galaxy, taking on the Seattle Sounders. All eyes on the Galaxy's attack, because if you're not focusing on Joseph Paincil and the Galaxy's attack, along with Ricky Puig and Dejan Jovetic, who has scored in every single game for the Galaxy this season, like, what are you doing? This is the attack to watch in MLS right now, and yes, I know Inter Miami exists, and I know the Columbus Crew exist. The Galaxy's ability to throttle the intensity up to 11 when they have the ball, streak Paincil in behind, Ricky Puig pulling the strings underneath, Jovetic looking for space between the center backs. Oh, and there's another DP winger, big money Gabriel Peck over on the left side. This team is so filthy good in the attack in the final third and even in the middle third as well. As that relates to the Sounders, we saw some defensive cracks from Jackson Reagan, from this entire team that's been decimated by injuries to the point where it is very hard to read too much and do anything that they're doing right now. But Jackson Reagan had a few oopsie moments against San Jose. Maybe some of the shine is starting to wear off of this backline. I don't know that I really believe that yet, but it's going to be a long Saturday night for the Seattle Sounders back four. Finally, the last game of the weekend, Atlanta United taking on the Chicago Fire. I want to see more of how the Fire try to get Hugo Kuipers involved in the game. He's got a couple of goals this year, looks very, very good, just cannot get on the ball as much as he needs to inside the box. That line of service has not been there. I want to see how Frank Klopas tries to innovate and tries to get him on the ball. I don't have great expectations for Chicago, but Kuipers looks like a very, very high-level player. One Atlanta United thing while we're here, Giakoumakis is so much fun. These are two of the highest level strikers, it seems to me, in MLS. The difference, one has an elite playmaker roaming underneath, and one does not. That, folks, is something to watch for in every single MLS game this weekend. If you want more Major League Soccer coverage, go check out backheel.com. We'll have analysis of every single team dropping on Monday, along with tons of other stuff coming your way next week, including U.S. men's and women's national team coverage, NWSL, USL, U.S. Open Cup, and much more. For now, thanks for listening, and we'll be back again real soon.